Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 7:40, and all morning long we've been talking about what happened in Texas yesterday, the school massacre. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Mike Max. Maxie, you know, it was interesting to see Steve Kerr, Cheryl Reeves, so many sports figures weighing on this and emotional about it.
Yeah, they always are. After something like this, you'll get whoever's playing will do press conferences and whatnot and give their two cents. And I mean, unfortunately, it's just been repeated so many times. You know, it's almost a playbook for it that the people speak out and. And then you go, what's next? And I don't know what's next. I don't know. I don't know what's next in these cases. You just, that one texter said it best. I do feel like that. I feel like, you know, our news cycles are so quick that in a week, and, you know, I mean, I hate to say it. Sometimes you hear they're referring to other incidents like this last night, and you're hard pressed to even remember each one of them because, there's so many of them now that it's just a blur sometimes.
It's so true. And you think of just the power of the words of sports figures. You know, they're the ones sometimes people will listen to more than politicians. And those words that Steve Kerr said, I mean, they were pretty powerful and strong and resonated with a lot of people.
Yeah, he's pretty outspoken. And you have to discern a lot from the public, though, when athletes start speaking about politics or other issues, because sometimes we give them a microphone for things that, you know, they're not any more better equipped to talk about than we are. And you do need to be careful when you I've been through this many times with guys because, you know, you a hot topic and you're out at the Vikings and all of a sudden you get somebody's take on it. You know, that, and you kind of go, well, I wonder if they've studied it as much as I have, you know, kind of thing. But there's lots of Steve Kerr has always been outspoken as a coach at Golden State on a number of different issues. And he doesn't back down from any of them, whether it's legalizing marijuana or a number of different issues. He has not been afraid of that microphone.
It sounds like it. Switching gears a little bit, Twins win yesterday 2-0, and Twins and Tigers today at 11:30. Coverage begins on WCCO Radio. It sounds like the game is going to go on as scheduled.
Is it good? I mean, I'm sitting here, it's raining where I am right now. I was wondering about that. They played a good game last night, 2-0. Sonny Gray was outstanding. 7 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts. He was really good. They got Urshela again, and Carlos Correa had the hits, and then Byron Buxton had a big catch in the fourth inning, which almost teases you because you realize how good he is out there. If you could have him out there almost every game, because he took one away last night from Jamer Candelaria, that was just spectacular again. So that was a well played game by the Twins last night. Now they've won 6 straight, and they have done exactly what they wanted to do with this piece of the schedule. And you hope they can play today because they're playing really well right now, and they're getting that pitching that they need, that starting pitching that's been so critical. They're getting better pitching than the other teams that they're playing on a regular basis right now, and that will win you a division title going away.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in Twins First Pitch at 8:40. Minnesota Lynx beat New York Liberty 84-78. They're back to some more of their winning ways, which is good.
Yeah, well, that was the two teams at the bottom. They each had only had one win. It was the number 12 and number 11 team in the in the standings, two worst teams. And so the Lynx came out and scored 34 points in the first quarter, probably their best quarter of the year. And then they went in the tank for a while, and Liberty came back and went on a 23-7 run and took the lead. Rebecca Allen was really good for them for a stretch there. And then they went cold, and the Lynx scored some baskets at the end. Ariel Power sent a couple of big baskets for them down the stretch, but they were in dire need of a win. And, you know, that was one of those, if you don't beat the Liberty, you're in trouble, because Liberty, I think, had just one win coming in as well. So that was a big win for them now. Now they get a little time off before they play Los Angeles, who they beat the first time around.
I know there's a lot of high school golf tournaments. You know, they're winding down the seasons. Hopefully this rain doesn't get in the way of any of that.
Yeah, I was out yesterday watching girls' high school softball section tournaments, and they had out there at North St. Paul. They got three different fields going at once. You can watch. There's, you know, six teams playing at one time. It was a perfect day for it, and you could, if you know, most people are there obviously to watch just one game and one team, but you could bounce around and watch three different games at one time. Those games go so quick, but they had the perfect day yesterday, and that's, yeah, and baseball's been struggling to get it in. They'll head towards the playoffs now. Lacrosse is okay because they play a lot of that on turf, but golf is difficult and baseball is difficult because you first off, you can't have lightning and you can't have too many, you know, if you're playing on natural grass, it's a lot different. So today could challenge some teams out there.
And did I hear you were at Vikings yesterday too?
Yeah, at the Vikings yesterday, they had their their OTA is today. They're going to go out and do a charity event. But Kirk Cousins spoke yesterday about what they're doing and how they're trying to do it. I had a nice visit with KJ Osborne and Adam Thielen yesterday. And, everybody right now is excited, and they like this new offense, and they like the positivity of, what's going on. But, you know, in truth, they haven't made any cuts yet. They haven't made any decisions on playing time. Right now, it's just to kind of get to know each other and have some fun. But they have had great conditions out there and great participation. They don't have anybody sitting these out, which is another thing you look for. Their team is there, and their team is committed to this. So I would say they've had a good couple of weeks of OTAs.
Maxie, you and I will talk with Nick Gordon in an hour for Twins First Pitch.
You got it. Thanks, Vanita.
Okay, thanks so much, Maxie. Coming up, we'll continue to share your texts on the Texas school massacre, and also want to share with you a special that we have on WCCO Radio tonight at 6, the 2-year anniversary of George Floyd's murder. We get some perspective on it from some of my colleagues. We'll talk about that coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.